Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm happy to be here today with two of my colleagues from the Catholic Accent. Jordan Whiteco is the Multimedia Content Manager, and Robin Mull is the Director of Marketing. Thank you both for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So I know you guys are working on an international food festival, and the point of this food festival is to raise some funds for a visit from one of the Roman Catholic bishops in the Philippines. And the folks in the Philippines really supply a ton of missionaries to the United States, especially here in the Diocese of Greensburg. So why don't you give us the date and the time of the International Food Festival and how people can register?
Yeah, it will take place August 25th at 5:30 p.m. right here in Greensburg at Christ Our Shepherd Center. You can log on to dioceseofgreensburg.org/foodfest.
Robin, one of your jobs with the Food Fest is to plan the food and the menu, which is really great. So, what kind of samples of food will people get for their ticket?
Yeah, so we are hosting three types of international food rooms with different types of food. We have an Italian room, an Eastern European room, and also a Filipino room. We have a caterer, Rizzo's Malabar Inn in Crabtree will be catering the Italian room. So we'll get some samples of meatballs, stuffed rigatoni.
Stuffed
I know,
rigatoni.
sounds so
Wow,
delicious.
that sounds
Yes.
great.
And then in the Eastern European room, we have bubbas from Greensburg. So obviously you get pierogies, halupki, all that good stuff there, and also some desserts from each country there. And then in the Filipino room, we have DLC cuisine, which is prepared with TLC. How about that?
Oh, I
Yes.
like that. That's
So
great.
there we'll get the lumpia Shanghai, I believe I said that correct, and some dry chicken adobe bites, and also dessert from there. Everyone knows the lumpia here in the Diocese of Greensburg, with the Henna Battista and Primo making them quite often.
That sounds amazing. That sounds like a great night. So you can join the International Food Festival. The tickets, I think, are $50 a person,
75.
75 a person. So you can jump online and buy your tickets to the International Food Festival. Now, we're going to talk more about that, but we also want to talk a little bit about the reason that this is happening. So I'm going to play a little clip from our bishop, Bishop Larry Kulik, about the International Food Festival. So Bishop Kulik gives us a little understanding of why the food festival is taking place.
We're very happy to welcome Bishop Medill Aseo, the Bishop of Tagum in the Philippines. As many of you may recall, Bishop Medill was here as a priest serving as one of our international missionaries when he was called by our Holy Father Pope Francis to be the Bishop of Tagum. Not only has he continued to send missionary priests to us, but now the Diocese of Tagum is the largest represented diocese in the Diocese of Greensburg with missionary priests. So we're going to look forward to having an opportunity, which will be a fundraiser, to help him and assist him in forming the next generation of seminarians for his diocese and maybe even for ours.
Join Bishop Kulik and Bishop Medill Aseo for Mass, followed by an international food festival on Friday, August 25th at Christ Our Shepherd Center in Greensburg. Sample food from the Philippines, Italy, and Eastern Europe, and enjoy entertainment in each room. Tickets are expected to sell out quickly, so log on now to dioceseofgreensburg.org/foodfest.
Very cool. So that is a nice little event that's happening in the Diocese of Greensburg for an international food fest. So I have to ask, they talk a little bit about in your commercial there, Jordan, some entertainment that's going on. So I think Robin is dialed into the entertainment. So after Mass, you break out, you kind of walk through the center. It's like a conference center, and you can go into whatever room you want. So if you want to go into the dessert room or you want to go into the Italian room, you can do that. So in the Italian room, we actually have a DJ who I believe is going to be running some tunes.
Yes, we have DJ Dave Penn, and he will be playing background music for us. And we might have a special guest. I'm not gonna leak that one yet, but we might have a special singer in that room, which I think will be exciting. And then in the Eastern European room, there's a polka band. I'm not 100% sure of the name of that band, but that's exciting. Everyone loves to polka. And in the Filipino room, the Filipino American Association of Pittsburgh will be bringing dancers, and they will be dancing to some Filipino tunes, and they have special dances that they do in the Filipino community.
Oh, that's going to be amazing. That sounds like a really fun time. Now, to help promote this, Jordan and Robin, you guys worked on actually a television show that was an international edition that talked about all the international components happening right here in Little Greensburg, right? And it was pretty neat to see some of those connections. So let's start first with the story that you did, Jordan, on one of the Filipino priests from Tagum, who were, you know, this is the area of the Philippines that we're talking about now. So why don't you tell us about Father Julius and his connection to all this?
Yes, Father Julius, is down in Connellsville and Dunbar. And he, part of his ministry is going out to homebound. And he met this man, his name is Ed Wallace. And he was making a tomato sandwich one day. So he asked him what it was. He never heard of it. And Ed showed him how to do it. Now it's become a tradition where, you know, usually on Fridays, Father Julius will go to Ed Wallace's house, help him do whatever, talk to him, make the sandwich. And it's become more of like, you know, this is a regular visit now with him. He is his United States dad. That's what he refers to him as. Ed Wallace is proud to be his American dad.
That's a really nice story. And what a great connection to this. Let's take a listen to Father Julius and Ed Wallace.
International priests now serve in one-third of the parishes in the Diocese of Greensburg. Many of them have made special bonds with parishioners. And now the diocese wants to say thank you to church leaders who make their service possible.
Part of my ministry here in the parish is to visit homebounds, for example, nursing homes. And it just so happened that I came to see Ed in his house here, and it becomes a regular visit, especially during Friday.
I love having him here on Fridays. It's really nice. We talk about anything and everything, what he likes about the United States of America.
Local history, for example, what this place looks like before, during his younger years. There was a time that I visited him during lunchtime, I think, or before lunch, and I saw that he was preparing a tomato sandwich, and I was asking, oh, what is that? And then it's tomato sandwich. And that was my first, well, I heard about tomato sandwich, but I did not know what it looks like until Ed shows me how it is done. And since I have also my garden, so every time I have my tomato, and then I made my own tomato sandwich.
Just very simple, two slices of bread and a tomato cut over it, and some mayonnaise put on it, salt and pepper,
and then that's it.
And enjoy.
And yeah. You can remember perhaps the tomato sandwich I made, though it has no nice presentation, so to speak, but it is good.
Yeah.
It's because Ed showed me how to do it.
I like to explain things to people. Had all my life practically.
While I do regular visits to some other parishioners, those who are in the homebound, but this thing becomes a regular visit without any schedule, any time that I just come ahead, I'll be showing up this afternoon, and then that's it. There is no such thing as a scheduled time. It just so happened that usually Friday it happens. And I think he is my dad here in the United States.
I'm proud of him. Makes me feel good.
What a nice story. I'm sure you enjoyed working on that story, huh?
Yeah, every story that I, worked on for this episode and any episode, I enjoy hearing the people's stories, especially when they clearly enjoy what they're talking about and doing. And it was clear that Father Julius and Ed, even though there's no blood relation there, they're family.
They are. And unfortunately, Father Julius's real father passed away in between the making of this show and the airing of this show. And so we certainly send our condolences to him. I know that that had to be difficult. He is in the Philippines, coming back over here. We'll be back for the International Food Festival, so he'll actually get to see his bishop, which is, you know, really kind of neat. Imagine you being over in the Philippines and your boss flying over and seeing you. So that would be pretty neat.
Yeah. Yeah. He said he was excited to see his bishop.
Yeah, I think that'll be really nice. You worked on some other international ties to the community as well. We have a family from Nigeria who is actively involved in the church, Our Lady of Grace,
yes, over
in
Greece. Okay.
Yes. And so she actually traveled here to continue a nursing career and then brought her whole family here, which is pretty neat. Not often that you come across a family that's so involved like that.
Yeah, they said, I mean, their faith is very important to them, especially back home. And they were happy to find a community that needed help serving and doing things, because even their kids are altar servers or help with the fish fry or VBS, and the parents, you know, they cant or they sing when they are able to do so. So she, you know, came here for studies, fell in love with the diversity that she saw in the United States, and decided to bring her whole family.
So that woman and her husband, the Adijas, are going to be part of the International Food Festival as well. Robin, why don't you tell us what their role in it?
Yes, we asked Aluchi and Austin to be cantors. We're just awaiting to see. I know Aluchi likes to sing Latin, so there might be an option for that, because this mass will be very diverse. We have Filipino readings, American readings. You know, we're hoping to show that diversity of our area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be pretty neat, I think, as we move forward with that. So again, after Mass, you make your way through the conference center. You can visit whatever room. You can visit the dessert room as mm-hmm. well. But something else comes with that ticket that you wanted to mention.
Yes, you get two drink tickets. That's very important. We have wine and beer available for those over 21.
Oh, very nice. So that's going to be great. Now, there is a limit to ticket sales, though, I believe.
Yes. We are at, you know, we're almost there.
Yeah, we're
close.
Almost there.
Mm-hmm. We are very close. We're looking to have 200 individuals at the food festival on August 25th. We have raised nearly $9,000 to support the Diocese of Tagum.
That's wonderful. And you know, that money goes to formation, that pays for education is mm-hmm. really what it does. And, you know, that enables more Filipinos to come here and serve in the United States. So I think that's a pretty neat take and a pretty neat cause over it. I know we had a really good conversation with the Filipino community in Greensburg, and they're really excited about it. So I have a feeling that Filipino room's going to be rocking that night, right?
Oh, for sure.
that's going to be the fun room wherever you go. I think that'll be really neat. So tell us again how people can read more about it and jump on and register.
Yeah, so you can visit the dioceseofgreensburg.org/foodfest, and there you will see a list of the day's events, how to become a sponsor, our sponsorship levels, and, you know, just we're really hoping that anyone and everyone can come and join us. Some of our sponsors include Panalone Funeral Home. A lot of the parishes are also supporting their priest, you know, who is serving with them. We have St. Rita Parish, St. Mary Mother of God in Freeport. I mean, they're 1,000% on board for this. And I know that they will be bringing a large community with them as well. And we also have Oldenburg Psychological Services and Holly and John Ussolini and many more.
That's going to be very nice. That was great that we had a list of sponsors that you could promote today, because everyone is really helping out with this event. So tickets are on sale now. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about the recipes and the food coming up for the International Food Festival. My name is Jennifer Mealy. I'm your host for Westmoreland Community Connections. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm here today with two of my colleagues from the Catholic Accent. Jordan Whiteco is the multimedia content manager Robin Mull is the director of marketing. Thanks again for both of you being here.
Thank you for having us.
I know you guys are in the middle of a world of work, and so I appreciate you taking the time to stop and tell everybody about this international food festival that's coming up on Friday, August 25th. Tickets are $75 a person, and you can buy them at dioceseofgreensburg.org/foodfest. And what's really neat about it is after you gather for Mass, you can leave the chapel and walk through an entire conference center. One room will be devoted to Italian cuisine. One room will be devoted to Eastern European cuisine. And you know, we're talking specifically about halloumi, and we're talking about pierogi, which is wonderful. And then the next room is the Filipino room. And what's really neat is that, you know, people who maybe grew up in Western Pennsylvania have not tried Filipino food. It's really fabulous, particularly what we call the lumpias, which, you know, to me seem like an egg roll. I mean, you know, really, that's probably the mainstream way of what you would say. So you've had lumpias before.
I have. And I mean, they are very much like egg rolls. So if you like food like that, you're going to love them. I find myself, you know, popping more than one whenever I see them in front of me. So
that sounds really good. And what is in a lumpia, Robin?
So there is a vegetable. I believe it's like a cabbage mix.
Cabbage mix.
And you can carrots, you saute that garlic, and then they roll. You can get chicken, pork, or veggie. They have different kinds.
And shrimp.
Shrimp.
And
they're shrimp. Shrimp.
They
too.
Use a lot of shrimp for that too. Yeah. A lot of seafood in the Filipino cuisine, mm-hmm. I think, for sure. Well, it turns out that we actually have a little clip of a Filipino priest making a lumpia, in case any of you want to jot this down for a recipe and give it a try. Let's see if you are interested to hear with Father Ron Macignana and his cooking with another multimedia journalist, Mary Siemens, from the Catholic Accent.
I'm Mary Siemens with Father Ron Macignana, frying up a traditional Filipino appetizer. Father Ron, tell us about this recipe and why it's one of your favorites.
So the recipe we are making today is lumpiang gulay, a veggie spring roll, the Filipino version.
This is one of my favorites because I actually learned this from my mom, and it's just close to my heart.
First, we are going to fry 6 ounces extra firm tofu until it is lightly brown. Cut it into cubes and set aside. Then we will saute 1/2 yellow onion and add the 7 raw shrimp peeled and minced. When the onion is soft and the shrimp is pink, we will add 5 tablespoons of liquid Knorr seasoning and garlic salt and pepper to taste. Add the shredded 1/4 of a head of cabbage and 1 large carrot and saute for 3 minutes. Add the fried tofu and stir fry for 2 minutes. Allow the cooked vegetables to cool, and then you are ready to start to wrap.
The wrapper that we'll be using is TYJ spring roll pastry. So I'll put this here, and it should be diagonal, okay?
Okay.
But make sure it's tight, it's not loose. Pull this both sides, continue rolling. And then both sides. So now I am sealing the side with this cornstarch diluted in water to make sure that it will not open once it's in the frying pan.
Ooh, look how nice.
Good job, Mary.
Okay. Looks like we're ready to start frying them up.
So low fire.
What kind of oil?
Make sure it's a vegetable oil, deep fried. So you should have enough oil in the pan. So the way you will know it's cooked when it turns golden brown,
okay,
and it floats, and it takes about 4 minutes.
Father Ron, this looks amazing. Should I dip it in this sauce?
Yes, you have to dip that. That's a sweet chili sauce, and it's just perfect for the veggie lumpia.
Okay.
So let's try it. Oh, it's crunchy.
It's delicious.
This is a good dish for Lent.
Yes, it is. I think we're going to be cooking that this Lent. Yum.
Great.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for cooking with us.
You're welcome. Pleasure to share this.
That's a fun recipe that people at home can give a try. It really is very much like an egg roll, especially when you listen again to the contents and the ingredients. It's sort of
just when you see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing night. So 200 tickets available, only a few left. So people need to jump on and get those right now. So part of your job, Jordan, is promoting this event and making videos and social media content and the TV show and things like that. So why don't you tell us a little bit about you, where you grew up, what your career was before you came to the Accent?
Yeah. So I grew up, you know, Western PA, Westmoreland County in Belle Vernon. Now Belle Vernon splits into two counties. I was on the Westmoreland side, but I went to school for cinema and digital arts. Before I started here at the diocese, I had a job as a production coordinator for a company that does closed captions. Mm-hmm. Then I interviewed with you. You asked me what my dream job was. I said, I want to work on a TV show. I want to make a TV show. And here we are, you know, almost 5 years later, and I got to do the international edition with all these great stories, you know, and promoting the International Food Festival to come.
Yeah. And we see you on TV, which is really fun. And so we're glad to have you on the show today. I think the question is will you be attending the International Food Festival?
Yes. Even if I didn't have to, I would be there. I'll be there behind the scenes, sneaking those lumpia before they go out.
That's fantastic. So Robin, tell us a little bit about where you grew up, your education and career before you came to the Accent.
Yes. So I grew up here in Greensburg. I was a member of Blessed Sacrament Cathedral. I graduated from Greensburg Central Catholic, and I went on to Point Park. So Jordan and I are alumni of Point Park University, and I have a journalism degree as well. And before I came to the diocese, I was a physician liaison for Excella Health, which is now Independence Health, and served in the marketing department there as well.
And yeah, and so after coming here, you know, you're running the marketing and social and digital media. How much has that changed, you know, even since COVID? I mean, what was the big switchover that you saw with COVID?
With COVID, I saw a lot of, just for the diocese itself, a lot of live streaming came about. So the parishes got more involved on their own social media pages. You know, they used to utilize the Diocese of Greensburg page and share things, but then they started creating their own content. They started utilizing daily mass, weekend masses, you know, different things like that, sharing content of other organizations and things like that, just to evangelize.
It's Friday.
That got you all caught up, but I know what you mean, but it certainly did change. And the level of connectivity was forced to change. It almost had to happen to be able to stay in contact and communication during COVID.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, no question. And so then, you know, coming out of COVID, you're forced to get more creative because not everyone is as connected. So what kind of social media innovations do you work on in terms of, you know, content, or where are you putting it? Where is it different than where it was even 6 months ago?
Yeah. So now in social media, you know, reels are very popular. So it's more video content. Mm-hmm. You have to capture the audience in short wave cycles. So shorter content, you know, shorter videos, and anything that's attractive to the eye is very captivating for the audience. We say, what, 6 seconds now? Mm-hmm. You know, they lose interest and they have to see it now in more places than one. So it's not just Facebook, it's Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, every avenue possible that you can, sharing things. When you have an event post, we also started sharing within that event post. Mm-hmm. And starting discussions and things like that. So you just constantly have to make people aware of what's going on.
That sounds like a full-time job.
No.
It is. I also read, Jordan, somewhere, I can't remember the exact stat, but it was probably less than 50% of the time people actually have the audio up when they're looking on social media, right? So that visual connection is so important, yeah. Isn't it?
Yes. People want to see visually a moving picture rather than just a picture. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be more engaging than just a standard image,
right,
you know,
or a photograph.
Right. Yeah.
But photograph. Even the words on the screen matter though.
Yeah.
Too.
A lot of the, if you notice, like on TikTok, for example, you know, they'll have the captions, or they'll make it say whatever they want. Mm-hmm. That's a big component as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you both have been fantastic guests on Westmoreland Community Connections here on WHJB. But before you go, we got to do one more rehash of the whole International Food Festival. So this is a really big deal coming up here on Friday, October 25th.
August.
I'm sorry.
August.
What did I say? 25th. Friday, October. What are you talking about? Friday, August 25th. We don't want to postpone the event any more than it needs to be. So you can jump on to dioceseofgreensburg.org/foodfest to get your tickets. One more time, Robin, run down the kinds of food that are going to be at the food fest.
Yes, we have Italian cuisine, stuffed rigatoni, meatballs, polenta. We have Eastern European foods, pierogi, halloumi, and that one I'm still working on. I think there'll be kielbasa there too as well, that you can't miss that one. And then in the Filipino room, lumpia Shanghai, dry chicken adobo, and pancetta, which is their version of noodle. So it'll be a vegetable noodle base and possibly fried rice.
Wow, that sounds like quite a menu with entertainment, 2 drink tickets. Should be really, really nice. Mm-hmm. And that price is, again,
$75 a ticket.
$75 a ticket to jump into the International Food Festival. And that runs from right after Mass. So about 6:30 to 9.
Ticket gets you 2 drink tickets.
Okay. So you also get that as well. So you can go and enjoy yourself for the International Food Festival. That's in preparation for a visit from a Filipino bishop who actually used to serve here in the Diocese of Greensburg. He was a missionary priest serving in our community. And then one day he got a call from Rome and said, hey, you're now a bishop. And so he goes back to Tagum, and now he is responsible for sending several other missionaries over to the United States, particularly here in Greensburg. So it's a really good way to get to know the international community here, mm-hmm. Meet these people and understand why they decided to do missionary work here. Because, boy, has that changed. You know, it used to be years ago, you know, the United States was sending missionaries, and now it's the total opposite where missionaries are coming here to work and to serve. So I think that's a pretty neat, neat dynamic that's happening now, and certainly has to be supported, which is, it's just imperative. And I think this brings awareness to the fact that there is cultural diversity here. We saw that in the international edition of the television show on the Catholic Accent that airs the next 2 Sundays. On WPXI. That's at 11:30. So you can certainly jump on and catch that. You can see even the Spanish masses that are mm-hmm. happening in Jeanette, and the the Bible study that's happening in Spanish in different communities. So very nice international connection. It's all culminating here in the month of August. So,
and also helping Ukrainians.
Oh yeah. Lots of Ukrainian assistance for sure. Robin Mull, Director of Marketing, and Jordan Whiteco, who is the Multimedia Content Manager. Thanks for being on Westmoreland Community Connections.
Thank you.
If you have an idea for a guest on the show, please don't hesitate to reach out to WHJB. We'd love to hear from you. This show airs every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. on WHJB. I'm Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.